After infidelity, anything can become a trigger. Songs, streets, restaurants, rooms in your house, they can suddenly send you spiraling back into the pain of betrayal. Your whole life is like this emotional minefield, and it's like you're walking on eggshells even in your own brain. These triggers are usually completely unexpected. One moment you're buying groceries, the next you're visually assaulted by a memory, and the physical response is instantaneous. The clenching, the tightness, the scanning, the paranoia that goes with it. It's like a punch in the gut, a racing heart, sweaty palms, even feeling nauseous. And it's as if your body can't tell the difference between a past event, which is done, and a present threat. And so there's often a lot of shame around why is this still happening? Or at least confusion and wanting to be done with it finally. And you read about so many people online saying, this is never going to heal, I'm always going to feel this way, and so maybe you start giving up hope. You might start to think, if a simple smell or sound or location can just hijack my entire day, how can I ever feel in control? And there is hope for healing, and it doesn't have to take forever. But let's talk about some of the ways people misunderstand what's going on. First and foremost, you're not being dramatic. I think that's one of the most damaging myths here. It's not drama. You don't want to be this way. It's a neurological trauma response. Your amygdala is firing, not your just imagination. And it's not as easy as just being told you need to let go and move on. That is what you need to do, but obviously if it were that simple, you would have done it. This advice ignores the fact that trauma is stored in the body and in your nervous system, and that there is some type of unconscious motivation your mind has attached to still being on high alert. A lot of people also get very moralistic and say, well, the reason these things are still triggering you is because you haven't forgiven them. Forgiveness is often a part of the process for healing, but triggers and this neurological response often aren't that related to whether or not you've forgiven. For some people, every now and then, yes, that absolutely is necessary. But in 90% of the cases, it's completely separate processes. And so what's going on? So first off, your amygdala is being hijacked. That's the part of your brain that often is referred to as the more animalistic part of your brain. And it's gone into overdrive to protect you. And it's formed this strong, immediate association between the details of that event. And sometimes the details are so random, like, again, a particular song, particular location, particular smell, and the existence of a threat. And then once the amygdala starts firing off over and over again, it's like it gets stored in the body. It's a sensory experience that manifests physically. The trigger unlocks the sensory memory, not just the story. And then this gets conditioned over time, just classic stimulus response, where you just start to get used to it. And as this is all happening, when you're triggered, the prefrontal cortex shuts down. The part of your brain responsible for logic, reason, and calming you down. It gets out of the way because it genuinely is being told by your amygdala, we don't have time for your rational thinking because there's an immediate threat and danger. That's why you can't think straight when you're triggered. So one very simple thing you can do is to actually get your prefrontal cortex re-engaged by naming it. When you feel a trigger coming on, literally saying to yourself out loud, this is a trigger. My amygdala is having a trauma response. This is a memory. This is in the past. This is not a current threat. Engaging in that naming process engages your prefrontal cortex, which it doesn't shut down the amygdala's panic response, but it at least has two people at the steering wheel now instead of just one who thinks it's in a life and death situation. And you can bring a bit of mindfulness practice into this as well. Recognize that you are still there observing what's happening. Even though your amygdala is in overdrive, there is still your center of consciousness that is able to bear witness to what's happening internally. You are the awareness watching the trigger, not the trigger itself. This realization alone can create some space for healing. The Stoics would say, it's not the thing itself that disturbs you, but your judgment about it, the conclusions that you've made about it. The restaurant isn't the problem. The song isn't the problem. Your current perception of it is. And that doesn't dismiss the pain, but it does empower you to work on changing your perceptions. And oftentimes these perceptions aren't just literally, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I'm hearing. It's the narratives, the stories that you tell yourself about the way things should have been, all the different what ifs, the person you thought your partner was. Healing often does involve non-attachment to that old story and being present to what is now. And I want to push back very clearly against the people in my own comment section, I love them and I understand your perspective and where you're coming from, that are telling other people that your brain's going to be like this forever. Stop it. That's not true. Your brain is not hardwired forever. We know scientifically that we have a high degree of neuroplasticity, especially when we work on it, especially when you work with someone like me. People can accomplish amazing things. You can teach old dogs new tricks. You have learned so many things throughout your life that probably felt impossible at the time, yet here you are. This is one stage of the journey. It's incredibly difficult right now dealing with these things, I get it, but healing is possible. And one thing to remember too, the extent to which you feel pain now is often a reflection of the extent to which you loved. People that go through this type of betrayal and walk away unharmed either A, have a remarkably healthy default state of mind, which some people like that exist, I envy them. I've had to work very hard and get a lot of help and do a lot of work on myself to be able to get to a point where healing, processing things, not being in a triggered state is natural. But for most people, for them to go through this kind of betrayal and not be in the kind of pain that you're in is often a reflection of how little they loved and how little they cared. So for what it's worth, if you're in the thick of it right now, it's because you love. It's because you were vulnerable. It's because you trusted. Those are not bad things. There's nothing to be ashamed of there.